Since President Trump signed his executive order temporarily restricting immigration from seven terrorist nations, voices against that policy, they've been quite loud, haven't they? Among the loudest voices has been the Council on American-Islamic Relations, better known as CARE, who has been given a platform by many media outlets who present them as a legitimate voice of fairness and freedom. My next guest is one of the few brave enough to present the truth about CARE, which is, to say at least, quite different than the image that they are trying to paint for themselves. He is a senior analyst with the Investigative Project on Terrorism, John Rossomondo.
Thanks for being here today, John. Thank you for having me. Indeed, if reporters were a little bit more diligent and appear beneath their veneer of civil rights organization, they would find something a little bit more sinister. They are essentially the equivalent of the Italian-American Legal Defense Fund, which was a front for the mob back in the 1970s. They were founded as a result of a 1993 meeting of Hamas members and Hamas sympathizers, including current CARE Executive Director Nihad Awad.
This is the mission statement off of the CARE website: to enhance understanding of Islam, encourage dialogue, protect civil liberties, empower American Muslims, and build coalitions that promote justice and mutual understanding. Now, I read that, and you can do just some remedial Google searching and find it's almost like in the days of Yasser Arafat, when Arafat would be on American TV, he'd be warm and fuzzy, you know, friendly Uncle Yasser, and he would be talking about peace and everything. We want everything to be wonderful. If you've found one of those videos of him talking to a Muslim audience somewhere in the Libya or in the Palestinian region, it was quite a different language he was using then. Is that the similar operation with how CARE operates?
Absolutely. They talk about peace, love. They openly align themselves with LGBT groups while privately saying that they're against same-sex marriage and other things that liberal Americans have taken to be social dogma. One thing I find kind of interesting, you know, you talk about their statements about Islam, is on their website, they endorse a rather extreme group called the Assembly of Muslim Jurists in America that endorses but not cooperating with the FBI and terror investigations, says that Muslims shouldn't cooperate with man-made law, and endorses taqiyya, which is lying and concealing what you really believe in to promulgate Islam. I mean, at least their version of the religion. Islam is like, all like Christianity and Judaism, there are lots of different kinds of and flavors of the religion, but what CARE wants is something that's a little bit more hard line.
Remember when, after the San Bernardino radical Islamic terrorist shooting at the community center, a representative from the U.S. Justice Department went out to San Bernardino and basically said, you know, there was someone right in your backyard that if people were paying more attention and speaking up, maybe this could have been prevented and gotten ahead of. And just like you said, with that CARE philosophy, that is ingrained in that Islamic community in San Bernardino. And that U.S. Department official was just resoundingly rejected and basically verbally ran out of town because that was just something they weren't going to do because there were people, enough people, who were adherent to that philosophy that you just said CARE preaches.
Well, one thing that is deafening and really harms the perception of the Muslim community is the whole Islamophobia canard that CARE trots out, saying that if you raise any issues about the extremist Wahhabi, Saudi preached philosophy that even many American Muslims find offensive, that you're some sort of bigot. If you're a Muslim who comes out and preaches against it, they treat you as if you're an apostate, and they would try to marginalize you. So if you're going to see something, say something, but are you going to be risk being called a bigot, risk being ostracized for your beliefs, or calling out these potential terrorist suspects?
Talking with John Rossomondo, who is a senior analyst with the Investigative Project on Terrorism. InvestigativeProject.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. When you look at the CARE Hamas connection, is it defined best as a direct holding of hands, or is it a guilt by association?
Well, it's a you can almost say that they're an offshoot of sorts. In 2009, federal district judge Jorge Solis ruled in agreement with connection with the Holy Land Foundation trial, which was a Hamas-founded charity that was convicted. They found that CARE was, quote, it was a prima facie case that they were involved in a conspiracy to support Hamas. In fact, CARE Executive Director Nihad Awad said at a 1994 open forum at Barry University that he was a supporter of Hamas. He also stated in the Arab press that he regards Hamas as a legitimate resistance movement and as a liberation movement. So, they denied they're a terrorist organization.
The founders of CARE being who they are, I mean, these are individuals who were monitored by the FBI. Can CARE somehow come forward by say, yeah, those two were the founders, but we've moved on from their philosophy? Have they ever tried that?
No, they haven't. They continue to associate themselves with people who are supportive of Hamas. If you go and ask a CARE official if they're a terrorist group, they'll refuse to answer the question. They'll say, well, we condemn terrorist acts, but they're not going to, and they pretend like the political wing of Hamas is somehow separate from its military wing when they're basically one and the same.
You know what's confusing is, I believe it was from 2008, FBI policy had barred any outreach communication with CARE officials because of, as I said, what the FBI had long known better than a decade before 2008. Yet CARE officials were welcome guests to the Obama White House. Explain that one.
Well, apparently the Obama administration held the FBI statement in low esteem, and they chose to view CARE as a representative of the Muslim community, and they've had dozens of meetings with CARE, even at the White House. You had Hassan Shibley, who's the executive director of CARE Florida, who come to the White House after San Bernardino. Yeah, despite the fact he's posted pro-Hamas statements on his social media, he's defended one of the Todashev, who is one of the friends of the Boston bombers, and he's been a constant apologist. It's kind of rather confusing that on one hand we regard Hamas as a terrorist organization, yet we had an administration that had no problem with treating them as if they were a mainstream organization.
And to the point where then Secretary of State John Kerry wanted the United Arab Emirates to drop CARE from their list of terrorist organizations. But fortunately, the page has turned, and hopefully what you're hearing here and what you can learn over at investigativeproject.org, which is the website for the Investigative Project on Terrorism. Next time you see a CARE official making all peaceful talk and being all warm and fuzzy, once you know the truth, the reality, and the roots of the organization, their connections, and it's not just guilt by association, it's guilt in its truest form, you'll second guess anyone who wants to give a representative CARE any sort of authoritative platform. We've been joined by the senior analyst with the Investigative Project on Terrorism, John Rossomondo. Thanks so much for being here, John, helping us understand better the truth about what CARE is all about.
Thank you.